This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. And we conclude today a series of lessons which we have been presenting for some time on the wonderful question, do I really love God? Now, God has made it rather easy for us to determine if we love Him by explaining in the Scriptures what we will do if we indeed love Him. We cannot be pleasing to God without loving Him. The Bible makes clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 22 that if any man love not the Lord, let him be anathema. You see, that makes clear that if we do not love the Lord, we rest under the curse of God. And so, recognizing this importance, for some time now we have been studying how God tests our love, or to ask ourselves the question, do I really love God? As Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, that we should examine ourselves whether we be in the faith. And certainly it's a crucial part of being in the faith that we love God. And so each one of us should honestly and sincerely ask himself, do I love God? Now the concluding part, the concluding portion of this series of lessons on the question, do I really love God, has to do with the question that God tests our love by demanding that we live a life of trust. We have to live a life of taking God at His word. No man really loves God who doesn't trust in Him. Now, the word trust means to have confidence in. To live a life of faith is to live a life of taking God at His word. That means that as we read passages such as Psalms chapter 23, which includes such statements as, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then, on further down in the psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. All of this we must take for God speaking. God has told us that He will be with us. We must take God at His word. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Now we must believe that, recognizing the three great crucial words in that passage, to trust not in ourselves but in God, to acknowledge Him in all of our ways, in all of our states, all of our circumstances, all of our relationships, and then trusting completely that God will direct our paths. And therefore we live a life of confidence, of hope, of optimism, of great peace of mind, a life of genuine joy. As Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 4, rejoice, and again I say unto thee, rejoice. On down in verses 6 and 7, he said, in nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplications, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes understanding shall guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus. And so you see, a great and wonderful life of peace of mind comes to those who truly love God and trust in His Word. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5 indicates that this is the love of God, that you keep His commandments. You see, inextricably involved in a life that is right with God is one of taking God at His word. In Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, the Apostle Paul says of Abraham that he wavered not through unbelief, but was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. You see, Abraham was a man who took God at His word. And when God said that He would bless Abraham and all the nations of the earth through the seed, who was Isaac, and even though then God gave him instructions to offer Isaac as a sacrifice, that Abraham knew that the only way that could be done was that having killed him, God would raise him from the dead. He proceeded until God stopped him with full confidence that God would raise him from the dead. And so you see, my friends, a life of loving God is a life of confidence and trust, a life of taking God at His word. It's been good to be with you, and now I certainly thank you for listening today and plead with you to join with us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.